We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chaf Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. Says the Rama, V'yavagav de'aser lahaskir damin klal. Even though we said that you're not allowed to mention any price amount, money amount, when you are acquiring something on Shabbos, Hayna medavar she'ein mechel yadua. That is only if it is unknown how much something actually costs. Al medavar she'yadua. But if everybody knows how much it costs, rak she'omer lo kama tzarech, and all you're doing is telling him how much of it you need, shari im lo shemaskir lo scham. You're allowed to say how much you're going to pay him because everyone knows how much it is. V'yafal gav she'ish machmir medavar ze'. Even though there are some that are machmir, in this case, to be megil, to say how much you want, amount of money, etc., when you're getting what you need for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some achronim who say that one should be careful not to do so. You shouldn't mention money, and you definitely shouldn't mention the amount that you need, as the Mechaber paskins. However, one should not be mocha in one who is Mekel, because they have what to rely on, namely the Rama. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is Raya Nachon, is the right thing to do, to be Machmir, not to mention money, not to mention an amount, especially if there's a way of doing it beheter, as you can say, please fill this kli up for me, and tomorrow we'll measure it, as opposed to saying how much it is and how much you're going to spend. The Mishnah Berurah then discusses whether it is permissible to use tickets to give on Shabbos. For example, if you paid for a meal ticket before Shabbos, to give in that meal ticket on Shabbos in order to acquire the food, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it says anything on it about how much it costs, etc., it would be problematic, and you can't really keep track of how much someone is supposed to be paying. The only time that the Mishnah Berurah says it might be permissible is when it comes to a gabbai tzedakah. The gabbai, if he wants to mark down how much somebody, you know, offered for an aliyah, etc., how much somebody offered to pledge to give tzedakah, maybe it would be permissible to mark off how much it was. Since it is for Cheftzei Shemayim, it might be permissible, as we have seen such a heter before. However, when one is able to be machmir, it is best to be machmir, not even to mark off how much one is planning on donating. If one is carrying barrels of wine, jugs of wine, from place to place, they should not carry it in a basket or in a box the way that they would normally do so. Elivim lefanov oal ksefo, they should carry in front of them or on their shoulder. V'chayotze bezeh sheyishana midarachol, to do in a different way than they do during the week. Aval ein b'shinoi kalos b'masa, however, it does not make the load any lighter. So if a person can't do it differently, for example, he has a lot of guests and he needs to get it there, then it's mutter, it's permissible. Some say it is better to ensure that you take a shorter route. If you're going to have to carry them regularly in a different manner, so then you're going to have to make more trips. And that's problematic on Shabbos, to do more walking, more tircha involved. So maybe it's better to do it in the regular manner. So there are opinions both ways. Sif Vav. Medichim kelim letzorech hayom. One is allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos if they are needed for use on Shabbos. Kagon shenisher lo adayin suda lechol. For example, if you're going to eat more over Shabbos, there's still a suda that you need dishes for. Avala achar suda shlishes. So if they're shalosh shudas, if you know you're not going to be eating anymore, e medichim, you cannot wash dishes because you can't say that it's being done for Shabbos. Rather, it's done for after Shabbos, and that is a prohibition of hachana, of preparing for after Shabbos. The Mechaber says that when it comes to glasses, you're allowed to wash glasses, cups, as many times as you want, because that is not something which is used for a suda. So even after Shalosh Shudas, it's still possible that you are going to want to use that glass to drink, even though there's no suda left, so you can always wash glass. The issue that we're dealing with is an issue of hachana, so as long as it is being done for that day, it is okay. The Mishnah Berurah adds another kula, that even if you have 10 cups that are dirty and you really only need one, you can wash all 10 because you can use any of those. So since each one of them is roi to be used at some point during the day of Shabbos, it is roi to be used, therefore you can wash all of them, assuming that you might use every one. If you know that you're not going to use them, then it will be prohibited because of tircha letzorachol, of doing something in preparation for after Shabbos. There's an interesting machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. If one has other dishes that they can use for lunch, you used 5 dishes Friday night, and now you need dishes for Shabbos day, but you have clean dishes. Are you allowed to wash those dishes that you used Friday night in order to use them? You're going to use them, but you have other dishes such that you wouldn't need to wash those dishes from Friday night. The Mishnah Berurah says that you can wash the dishes from Friday night even though you have other dishes to use. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, if you have other dishes, it is better not to wash those dishes that you have already used. Rav Moshe Feinstein agrees with the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, obviously there's no issue of boer when it comes to washing off dishes because nobody looks at that as boer, rather as cleaning, as nikayon. If you don't need the dishes for that day, but the dishes laying around, they're dirty dishes laying around, which just is a bizayon to Shabbos, then there are many. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you are allowed to wash them because that is nechshav ketzorach Shabbos. It's a need for Shabbos so that you don't have dirty dishes laying around. As well, to take those dirty dishes and place them into a dishwasher, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that there's no issue of hachana because since you're just trying to get them out of the way so the house doesn't look dirty, the kitchen doesn't look messy, the sink doesn't look messy, you put them in the dishwasher so they can't be seen. However, to organize them in the manner which they will be able to be washed after Shabbos, that the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Rav Moshe Feinstein says, is inappropriate since it is clear that that you are doing as hachana for after Shabbos, not just to get them out of the way. So that, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, would be a problem.